you all for sticking around to the end of the day. I'm going to be sharing a racial analysis that we did recently in North Carolina of the drug epidemic from 2000 to 2015. This is a slide that we use in pretty much every presentation that we give, and I'm sure a lot of you across many different states have been giving more frequent presentations on the opioid epidemic and drug epidemic in your states. And it's basically just showing that across all drug types in North Carolina, the number of overdoses has been increasing over these years. So our programmatic folks that go out and give a lot more presentations than I do use this slide, and they were getting questions about, so what, why do we care now? Why are we talking about this so much? Is it because the opioid epidemic is primarily among white and white males? Is that why we care about this all of a sudden? And so they came to us in the EPI unit in the branch and said, do you have an answer for this? Is there a way that we can answer this question when we get this at presentations? And luckily we do have data that we can look at. And I did a quick Google search of opioid epidemic and race and came up with more headlines than I could possibly fit on one slide. So it's obviously not a question that we're getting just in North Carolina. This is a question across the country. And so we looked at overdose rates and did a demographic breakdown of sex, race, and ethnicity and age across all drug types from 2000 to 2015. This is using our vital records death certificate data. So to start, is it cut off on your screen a little bit too? But this is all unintentional medication and drug overdose deaths for the 16-year period. And so you can see kind of what we were expecting and what people were asking questions about, that males had higher rates, whites had high rates, and this age group of 35 to 54 have higher rates of unintentional medication and drug overdose. But what really surprised us when we ran the numbers is that American Indians in our state had slightly higher rates of unintentional medication and drug deaths than whites, with 11.7 per 100,000 residents compared to whites with 11.6. So just a tiny increase for the American Indian population. So we wanted to look further and check out each drug type. So here's cocaine deaths, the same kind of breakdown. Again, males with higher rates, that same age group, 35 to 54 with the highest rates, and American Indians showed up with higher rates of cocaine overdose deaths. Same thing for commonly prescribed opioids. This is methadone and the other opioid category in the ICD-10 coding. And so once again, males, same age group, and then whites and American Indians with very similar rates of overdose for prescription opioids. Then other synthetic narcotics, this includes things like fentanyl. We had same story with age group and gender, and American Indians had highest rates. Heroin is a little bit of a different story. Males have highest rates again, and then a younger age group, the 25 to 34-year-olds, had the highest rates. And whites do have the highest rates when we look at a race breakdown. But American Indians had increasing numbers, and the numbers were just so low for heroin overdoses that we didn't feel comfortable calculating rates. So that's why they're not shown here. So we tried to think of it in a different way. We wanted to look at trends over time by race. So each of these kind of three groupings is a five-year time period, so 2001 to 2005, 2006 to 2010, and then most recently 2011 to 15. And so this is rates of all unintentional medication and drug overdose death by race. Whites are the green bars, and then we have Black, Hispanic, Asian. We usually don't have enough numbers to calculate a rate. Unfortunately, that's not true in most recent years. Those have also been increasing. And then all the way out to the right in each grouping, the purple bars are the rates for American Indians over time. So you can see that, unfortunately, the story is the same for all races. Rates are increasing, but those purple bars off to the right for American Indians are the highest rates in our state. And then I just break it down the same thing by all of those different drug types. So we can see with cocaine trends, American Indians, again, have the highest rates. Same story for prescription opioids. Other synthetic narcotics, most recently whites did have higher rates, but it's obviously still a problem among American Indians in North Carolina. And then, again, with heroin rates, just have really small numbers in our state, so we weren't able to calculate rates. So I didn't want to end this presentation just with that, because you get the question, so what? So what are we doing? We tried to do a deeper dive into understanding these American Indian overdoses in North Carolina, because this isn't a population that we have talked about really at all in our prevention efforts. It's not someone that we're group that we're targeting. We really didn't realize until we got this question about why do we care so much, and we did this racial analysis, that we even thought to look into it and realize that this was a problem among American Indians in North Carolina. So just a little bit of background on our tribal communities in North Carolina. We're a state of over 10 million people. American Indians make up just under 2% of our population, but North Carolina does have the largest population of American Indians east of the Mississippi. We've got 8 different state-recognized tribes, but only one of those tribes is federally recognized, and that's in the western part of the state, those red-shaded counties. That's the eastern band of the Cherokee Nation, and they're the only federally recognized tribe that we have in our state. So they're the only ones who are receiving any federal funding. They have an Indian Health Center, but none of the other 7 tribes that are recognized by the state of North Carolina receive any funding from the federal government. So this map is the most recent 5 years of data, so 2011 to 2015. Counties that have those polka dots are the same counties from the previous slide. So those are slides with the tribal communities. And then we looked at where are the most recent overdose deaths occurring among American Indians to see are they happening in these tribal lands. So the light blue, kind of teal-colored shaded counties, in the 5-year time period, those counties had between 1 and 6 overdose deaths among American Indians. And then that dark blue shaded county, that's Robeson County, and there were 51 American Indian deaths that occurred in this 5-year time period in that one county. So that is 56% of the total American Indian deaths occurring in North Carolina during those 5 years occurred in this one county. So a little bit of background on Robeson County. It's very rural, very poor, and it's the home of the Lumbee tribe. Again, they're a state-recognized tribe, not federally recognized. There is a county health department in Robeson County, but not an Indian health center. And American Indians make up about 1/3 of the population in Robeson County. So we actually just ran these numbers and figured this out a couple weeks ago, and was very shocking to us. We're trying now to work with different people across the state and figure out ways that we can better address the needs in Robeson County. They are unfortunately not one of our 20 priority counties that the Division of Public Health has partnered with for opioid overdose. The Division of Mental Health is sending some funding to Robeson County. They're doing some Lock Your Med campaigns and education for middle and high school students in the county, but nothing directly targeted at American Indians and the Lumbee tribe in Robeson County. We have passed this information along to our Secretary of Health in the state, and we're hoping to talk with some of our partners in tobacco prevention, because they've already got some good inroads with the tribal communities across North Carolina, and just talking with them about ways that we can kind of partner and get in and maybe go to some tribal community meetings and get this message out and start working on targeted prevention for the Lumbee tribe and American Indians across the state. And just to kind of wrap up some interesting developments in the news, I'm sure a lot of you have heard about this. This is the Cherokee Nation out of Oklahoma. Just in April, I think it was announced, filed a lawsuit against several different drug pharmaceutical companies and retailers alleging that they've been pushing opioids to members of the Cherokee Nation. So, and I think there was a presentation this morning from Minnesota about deaths among American Indians. So this is not a problem that's unique to our state. And actually, just after I uploaded these slides and wasn't able to add one for a little conclusion slide, but the governor of North Carolina just last week wrote a letter to the federal government requesting that the Lumbee tribe be federally recognized and receive funding to help with education and health access to health care. So those are some developments that will hopefully bring some good news soon. And thank you.